the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you up drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. How are we?
Good morning.
I have a feeling today's going to be a great day.
Yeah?
I just feel like it. You look out there this morning on the way in, it was a beautiful sunrise. The air is fresh.
Are we living on the same planet?
It looks
a
so
bit grey to me.
Yeah, a little bit grey. But hey, I just...
Did you smoke this morning?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
A very exciting morning, though, for Maddie as he drove in his new whip.
Yeah, it was very quiet for me driving in, actually.
Yeah, just on your own, no one to chat to.
I know.
What a weird feeling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got up, I stopped in for a coffee, accidentally parked in the disabled spot at 7-Eleven. Oh. I mean, wow. No. Do you know what? I actually drove the car back from Gosford yesterday, took the wrong turn, and ended up going like the long way through Swansea.
Oh, yeah. I know the route.
Man,
well,
it took so long. But it was nerve-wracking the first time. Yeah. I wanted to rip the Band-Aid off, though, and do a proper drive.
Yeah. That's a good idea because...
Yeah. Otherwise, I just constantly fear it, you know?
Yeah, that's right. You're just driving around town. It's not the same. Something I did notice about your new car on the way in, though, Maddie, and I did roll the tape, of course.
Fuck, man.
All right, checking out Maddie's new car for the first time. First thing I noticed... If you drive this home, you're going to have a flat battery. You've left your lights on.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, look, man. Come around here. Look at this.
Oh. Bodes well for the future.
How can your car automatically turn them off? Mine does.
Obviously not.
Wow.
Are you trying to compete with me now? Are we late doing this?
Car for car. Whose is better?
Jess, how are you today? Going
not,
well.
Not too bad.
Crevo didn't comment on your outfit today, which was nice.
I was
very
waiting
good,
for it, though. No?
Well, like, yesterday you wore something very commentable. Like, what am I supposed to say?
So, other days I don't wear things that are commentable?
No, it's a special occasion thing.
You're in trouble no matter what you do. Just
I don't feel in trouble.
I just want to talk about your outfit today,
Crevo.
You are wearing the worst polo shirt of all time.
Thank you.
It looks like it was a Christmas present 15 years ago, and then you were some new FM merch, the hoodie.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, good. I'm all about it.
Jackson, hey, how are you?
Good morning. I'm all right for Wednesday.
Excellent.
Feeling good.
Excellent. Well, welcome, guys. Our lads versus lasses up next.
Yeah, that's right. Our ultimate battle of the sexes. And, of course, the lads on 95, the lasses on 87. So we're doing well.
Excuse me.
Oh, it's the other way around, is that?
Excuse
me. That's disappointing.
I know you tried, but no.
Oh, absolutely. Now, is it hamper time in terms of prizes?
Oh, yes.
Now, this is so exciting. You want to get involved. 13, 10, and 9, because the winner today is taking home a new FM Christmas hamper, a ham from Singo's, pudding, and a wine. You want all of this badly. This
Absolutely.
Is a super good prize. 13, 10, and 9. We need one guy and one girl to take on the ultimate battle of the sexes.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
Ultimate Battle of the Sexes quiz. It's on right now. Of course, the prize is amazing. New FM Christmas hamper, a ham from Singo's, a pudding, and wine. What more do you want at this time of year?
Not much.
Exactly,
everything
right?
Everything Christmassy. Let's meet Danny from Maitland. He's a floor and wall tiler. Has not had a beer for 2 months as he's staying off the grog for the rest of the year. About to pick up his first employee that he's hired in his business. Well done, Danny.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, guys. How are you?
Good. How long have you been in business for?
About 6 months now.
Oh, look at you go. Already getting employees. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Let's kick this off. Question one. Target stocks a line of clothes called Petites. Which Australian singer is the designer?
Well, I would not have a clue.
Take a stab for an Australian singer.
Oh. I wouldn't even know Hillary Duff.
I wish. Danny Minogue. All right, question two, multiple choice. How many foundation shades are there in Rihanna's Fenty Beauty range? Is it A30, B40, or C50?
50.
Correct.
Good
well
job.
Done. All right. Yeah. Question three, which designer is behind the Sheer Beauty perfume?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Which designer is behind the Sheer Beauty perfume?
Oh, got no idea.
Nah, Calvin Klein.
Yeah, I
one on
never
the board,
got that.
Pretty good.
Yeah, good
still
stuff,
win
man.
With one.
Exactly right.
Hey, let's meet our last right now. Fighting for glory today. Her name is Jodie from Madawi. She's a nurse, and she says she hopes it's sunny this weekend so she can give her house a makeover before Christmas, including painting the gutters. Her dream Christmas present is a Mustang. Jodie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. There is no sun this weekend.
Oh, bugger.
What colour Mustang would you buy, Jodie? Red, yellow?
Red.
Yeah, red Mustangs are hot.
Well, they're faster, aren't they?
That's the point, yeah.
It's knowing.
Hey, Jody, this is where we're at. We need two correct answers for an instant win today. Here we go. What is Masonite?
Masonite, it's like a cladding for a house.
Oh, no, you couldn't use that as cladding.
Engineered wood.
Inside.
Oh.
Close enough.
Yep.
Inside. Oh, that's a tough one because inside you could technically use it.
I think you've got to give it. You're the adjudicator, Krubo. You've got to give it. Okay, yeah. One on the board. There you go.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often, Jody. Mm. You whinge loud enough, you get what you want. Question
sometimes.
Number two.
We had a Masonite house.
Oh, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Inside, inside.
Question two. What does the brand LED Lenser make?
LED Lenser.
LED Lenser. One word.
Oh, bloody hell. No idea.
Torches. Who knew? Question number three. This is for the win. If you get this wrong, we go to a tiebreaker coin toss, Jody. What is WeatherTex used for?
WeatherTex. That's... WeatherTex. There's a WeatherTex place in... Heather Bray.
Well, I didn't ask where the shop is.
What do they do, Jodie?
Sorry,
Jodie.
They
make
boards.
Tiebreaker coin toss.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Do we want to break to Jodie what WeatherTex is used for?
House or commercial building cladding.
No, no,
out
no,
of time,
no.
No, sadly. All right.
Yeah,
you said Heather Bray. That's not the answer.
All right, heads or tails, Jodie?
I'd say heads.
Heads. Flip the coin, please.
Oh, it's heads.
Yay!
Jodie for the win.
Well done, babe.
You win, Jodie. How good's that? That Singo's ham, beautiful.
I don't have to make Christmas pudding.
Yeah, you don't have to now.
There you go. Look at that. Done it for you.
Go me.
Oh, I love you, Jodie. I love your commitment to this whole thing. Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing.
Back tomorrow,
congratulations.
Ladies win again.
Yeah, guys. You know what sildenafil is?
What?
Sildenafil.
No,
enlighten us.
It is the technical term for Viagra.
Oh, the little blue pill.
The little
pill.
Blue pill. And they found out that if you take Viagra as an older person, 69% less likely to develop a form of dementia.
Well, that's handy. How many people in this building do you think require the little blue pill?
Wow, great question.
A few, hey?
Yeah, definitely. It'd be a cutlass prescriptions around this place, I reckon.
Fair few.
We'll get into details about this this next fascinating study,
all
actually.
Right, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
And we are talking this new development, Meg, about the pill Viagra. Yes. It's time to raise the dead.
If you will.
All jokes aside, this is actually pretty cool because Alzheimer's and dementia and all that kind of stuff is pretty serious. Like, there's no cure for it at this point. But a study has come out in the US saying that people who take the drug Viagra are 69% less likely, I love the percentage there, to develop the form of dementia than non-users. So if you take Viagra on a regular basis, you're less likely to get dementia and Alzheimer's.
Like a lot less. That's a big difference. The old 69%, that's a good percentage.
Yeah. So that's
my favourite percentage.
They went through 1,600 different FDA-approved drugs, and this was the big one.
Wow. So they basically, how often do you have to take it?
It doesn't say how often, but like, I'm assuming like a recreational user of this lovely
pill. So it's not like, because often with, you know, these kinds of treatments,
yeah,
it's a daily thing.
Yeah.
So do you think they have to go around all the nursing homes now?
Oh, you want to save yourself? That's
terrible.
Cup.
Do you know what? Interesting that this study's come out.
Yeah.
Because, like, if.
A lot more things would be harder. Yeah, but just saying. If everyone has to take it.
Why do so many old people get dementia and Alzheimer's if they're already taking it?
Like, they might not be taking it.
Well, they're not taking it.
Do most people take it?
I've never met anyone in my life who I know who has taken it.
So, have you guys ever had a conversation with your grandparents or parents?
No.
I've never asked them.
I've never... Like,
real talk, your dad's old. Yeah. Do you think that he, Crevo, takes Viagra?
I don't think he does.
He's just still got it.
I guess so.
The old Crevo. The old Crevo.
I don't think he takes it.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have many pills around, like, I don't know.
He could have been hard. He doesn't have a pill caddy on his belt.
Nightstand.
He could have another one. Well, this is great, and it's interesting because, look, what can you say?
Yeah.
I mean, the best of both worlds there, really,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. Well, they've said that it has been shown...
You don't get sick and you have a great time.
There you go. It's shown to significantly improve cognition and memory in preclinical models.
Jeez, that's quite amazing.
That is really, really cool. Like, now, if they can find a way to possibly treat it, incredible.
If you're hearing this right now, just don't go out and buy Viagra.
No.
You've got to go.
Go and speak to your doctor. Of course.
You have to get a prescription. That's the most important thing.
Of course.
And save your memory for the rest of your life.
Do you know who... It's interesting with the pandemic, all of these, like, big pharma companies.
Mm.
Pfizer makes Viagra.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you know that?
No, I did not.
I think it's gone out of... the trademark name thing is gone now. So, just in the last couple of years, I remember reading some story that any old company can just use the ingredients now. You know, paracetamol, the patent or whatever ran out the last couple of years. So, you can use the
Sildenafil,
original.
Sildenafil, if you will.
Yeah.
Call it Viagra.
Or you can get the no-name Sildenafil.
Yeah.
Probably does the same thing.
Little fun fact before we go to the news. Did you know that within the first 3 months of the launch of Viagra, it had earned Pfizer $400 million?
Oh.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
And Crevo.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo. What a way to start the day.
The final Beat the Meat of the year. So if you've been thinking all year, God, I've got to beat the meat, it's just so important. This is your last chance before we wrap up the year. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Very simple. All you have to do is yell out stop before all the sausages explode in your face and you get nothing.
Hey, if you want to play 1310-09, we need one player.
The Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage. You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, don't be greedy, don't be nervous. This is your chance to get as many sausages as you can. But of course, if you go too far, they all blow up. You get zero, zilch, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, we're going to meet Mick from Fennel Bay, works in security, loves his footy and the pub. Good morning, Mick.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. What's your favourite pub?
Toronto
pub, yes. The best. All right.
What's so good about Toronto Pub? Sell it to us, you two.
Well, the thing is, back in the day, Toronto Pub was really dodge. It was so dive.
Like how dive?
Well,
every
chair at the bar had a rip in it somewhere. And the carpet was sticky. They've done it up. It looks really good now.
Just mint now.
They've spent some money on it.
They have.
The water, beer gardens, looking over the water. It's awesome.
Beautiful.
How often do you go there, Mick?
Probably too much.
Is your wife, are you married?
I was living alone now.
I wonder why.
Oh, hey, you can go as much as you want now, Mick.
There's a real freeing element when you ditch the partner, isn't there, Mick?
Yeah,
but
no comment.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
Smart man. You know how this works. You've just got to yell, stop, before the sausages explode. Are you ready to go, Mick?
Yeah, cool.
Good to go. All right,
here we go. Let's beat the meat with Mick from Fennel Bay.
One sausage. Four sausages. 12 sausages. 18 sausages.
Yeah, that'll do.
Not a stop. That'll do.
That'll do.
Hey, you had 24 up your sleeve today, Mick. You made it just in time. Good job, man.
Cheers. Have a good day.
You too. Well Merry done. Christmas. Enjoy the meat.
Enjoy the pub. Yeah. He'll be straight there for sure. I love that.
Hey, guys, remember the other day I was telling you about how I invited my mum up to Newcastle? She's only been once in the almost 4 years I've been living here.
Really? Yeah. Is that all?
Only once. I invited her up and she caused this big hoo-ha. And anyway, long story short, she rejected me. She messaged me the other day and she goes, Maddie, I'm going to come up and see you this week.
Oh, brilliant.
Aww.
I was very excited. I'll tell you what happened next.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I'll reveal the news. Big new development. Minutes away.
The Novos.
The next big rejection I've just copped from my mum.
So long, Mr.
Oh, Maddie.
So, to give you the quick backstory, I asked her up for Christmas this year and she said no, which was very annoying. I then invited her a second time this week, in fact, and she said no. So I'm at the point where I'm just like, you know what? I'm not inviting you again. I'll see you when I see you. I'll come after Christmas and happy days.
Well, she's only come up here once, you said, in the whole time you've been here.
Once in 3.5 years.
That's astonishing to me. Like, you'd think she'd want to come up and visit sometime.
I want to update you guys with the next thing she's messaged me, right? So it's Monday morning. I'm sitting here at work, 10:38. I receive a text message. And it says, hey, Maddie, I'm coming to see you on Wednesday, like meaning today, and staying a couple of nights.
How nice.
Aww.
I thought, oh, do you know what? I think she's finally thought about it and maybe she's come to a decision that, you know, she's done the wrong thing here.
She misses you.
Yeah, go out for dinner maybe, you know, take her to the beach, all that sort of stuff.
I was busy here, right? So I didn't reply. So she messages through, hello, hello, twice, as mums do.
Yep.
11:14, another message comes through. Actually, I might leave Thursday morning. So it's gone from a couple of nights to I'll come on Wednesday afternoon and I'll leave Thursday morning.
Oh, so just one night.
Okay.
Just one night. You know, a couple of missed calls and I still haven't replied at this point. 12:39, another message comes through. Actually, I've thought about it. I will stay for a couple of nights.
Okay, oh so we've backtracked.
Yeah. Okay, so you've gone back to a couple of nights. That's good.
More missed calls. Have a look at this. She kept trying to call me.
Oh, my God.
Very busy. Anyway, I didn't speak to her that day. I fell asleep when I got home from work. Got another message at 4:43 p.m. Matt, I'm just going to leave it until you come down and I'll come back for a weekend one day. You have a lot to do this weekend. It's all a big rush.
Aww.
Rejected again.
So she got your hopes up for nothing.
And I go, okay, no worries. Then I get this back. Are you being sarcastic?
Oh.
Is it were you being sarcastic,
I'm like,
though?
No. Lol. Mum, do whatever you want. It's fine.
Look, when a girl says it's fine, it is most definitely not fine.
So she's
so
probably
thinking
that.
So were you being sassy or was it genuine? Were you fine?
No, I was being quite sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Stop screwing around my plans.
Mm. Well, you know, when somebody's going to come and visit, you get everything ready, you plan where you might go,
I hadn't done any of that. But look.
Well, you didn't know because she changed her mind from one night to two nights to one night to two nights.
Nah. And then it cancelled.
Third time, you've got to cut it off.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mum. You're not welcome.
It's like...
no, shit.
It's like baseball. Three strikes, you're out.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'll see her at Christmas, I'm sure.
After Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Happy
tumultuous
days.
Relationship.
And it's actually not. That's why it's so hurtful.
Why doesn't she visit you?
I don't know. The Novos.
all across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Oh, guys, it's time for the final What's My Age Again of 2021. How exciting. So if you don't know how this works, basically I'm going to ask you a bunch of lifestyle questions and combine that with the sound of your voice and guess how old you are. So going on the scores at the moment, I am on 26. Maddie, you're on 28. And Crevo, you're on 25. So technically, any one of us could win at the moment.
I think I'm going to win. To play for, really, isn't it?
Pretty much. So basically, we all get a point if we are closest without going over.
That's
the deal. So if you want to play, 13-10-09. No, you don't.
I've so got this. You guys suck at this game. Meg, you inherited your score.
Don't be too cocky, babe.
If you want to play the final What's My Age Again for the year, the lines are open. 13-10-09. We're going to do it next.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. What's My Age Again?
I'm a little sad. This is the last one for the year. I'm not going to lie. I've been enjoying this game. So basically, we asked you a bunch of questions. Combine that with the sound of your voice and try and guess.
You're actually crying.
Oh, Meg. Yes, I know. It's the lack of Botox. closest without going over gets the point. So Maddie's on 28. I'm on 26. Crevo's on 25. If we only have three people, that means Creebo, you can only tie with Maddie.
Yeah, that's possible.
That's the thing.
And how do we break the coin, like a coin toss, mate?
Coin toss.
If you want to get involved, the lines are open 13-10-09. Every caller who gets to air this week goes to the draw for tickets for you and three friends to party in style this New Year's Eve at Harrigan's Hunter Valley's VIP party. Enjoy a 3-course meal, private bar, live entertainment and fireworks. Tickets are at harrigan'shuntervalley.com.au.
Yeah, we do need one more player. Yeah. So if you're keen on that for a New Year's Eve situation.
Sounds pretty good.
Call up. All right, let's meet our first contestant. It's Kirby from East Maitland. How you doing, Kirby?
Kirby. No, we'll
Kirby's
move on
gone.
To Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Ah, excellent. Crevo, first question
for Amy.
All right,
first question is, have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I have.
Okay, next question, Maddie.
Okay, question number two, Amy. What brand of shampoo do you use?
Tresemme.
I have Tresemme as well. Go. I think it's great.
All right, Meg, first guess, I'm going to guess, Amy, you are 28.
Okay, I think you are... You sound a bit younger than that to me. I think you're 26.
Amy, I think you are 24. Closest without going over, how old are you?
I am 19.
Oh, no points.
Oh, wait. No. We all went over.
Yeah.
We all
went
19.
Over.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
All wrong. Merry Christmas, Amy.
Yeah,
thank you.
Indeed.
All right. Next up, let's go to Anne. Hey, Anne.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Oh, very good. This
unique
is
voice, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Question number one for you, Anne. What's your go-to alcoholic beverage?
I quite like a rum and coke.
A rum and coke.
Ooh, okay. All right. What's your favourite breakfast cereal, Anne?
I don't have a breakfast cereal.
Okay.
All right. Yep, fair enough.
Okay.
All right.
Have a guess, Crevo.
This number came into my mind, and I think this is it. I think you are 36.
I think you are 47, Anne.
I'm going to go 42.
How old?
I'm 60.
Oh!
Maddie, another point!
Me, boom!
Oh. I think that means it's unwinnable, right?
Play it, man.
Let's go to Alison. Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you going?
Doing good. Let's get into this. Are you going away for Christmas?
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
Okay.
Okay, next question. Do you wear reusable or disposable face masks?
Disposable.
I thought you were that question was going to say undies. Okay. I think you are 52, Alison.
I'm going to go 48.
I think you are 32.
I'm 53.
Oh.
So wait, who? What was your guess again, Maddie?
52.
That means you get another.
Another point.
I win.
No.
That means
no.
I am the champion.
Points.
Hell yeah.
Points. Oh my God.
Congratulations.
A clear winner. Well done, man. You're the best at guessing people's ages by a small margin.
I came third last year, so I'm very excited. Well, I've turned things around. Look at that.
Look how the turntables.
Yeah.
Next year's a new year.
That's a good one, Creevo. Thank you. Really funny. How good, guys. Well, thanks to everyone that played that this year.
Yeah.
Are we bringing that back next year? I think we should.
I think so.
I like people
it.
Love it.
I want to win, like so we've got to.
Oh, you've won, so you're confident.
Yeah, bring it back. Bring it back, he says. Look, up next, there was a couple of people asking me about this on the Royal Tour that we went on the weekend. They said, hey, Creevo, how did you go with the naked sleepy?
Oh, that's right. Remember I gave you that challenge?
Yeah, you said, you've got to sleep it naked. You've got to try it out. So last night, I finally did it. I did the deed and slept naked. I rolled the tape over everything, like how I felt throughout the evening, just to give you guys a vibe. Let's say when
no BS, you actually slept naked.
Yeah, of course. You got to do this job seriously. This is a very serious job, right? And what we do is important work, scientific work, if you will. And I've got all the results we're going to reveal next.
Okay.
How those sheets fell up.
The Novos. I'm going to say you love me when we're naked.
Yeah, Maddie, you've become a big nude sleeper. You absolutely love it.
It is fantastic.
You were telling us how good. You did a full week of it.
Join us.
Oh, my God, guys.
It's stone cutters or something.
Yeah, I know. It's an absolute must.
The initiation is a slap on the bare ass, actually.
Is that what they call that handshake? Is it something very unique? You said, you've got to try this, Creep. And I was like, oh, very resistant to the whole thing. Because I like wearing clothes in the bed. I'm a big clothes. In bed guy.
Now, yeah. Meg, you were like a former nude sleeper.
And I've changed.
Now, yeah. What made you change?
I think it's from living in an apartment. I think that's what the thing is. The fire drill goes off all the time. You've got to go downstairs and I just want to...
That's such a BS excuse.
It's actually legit.
Do you have fire drills in your apartment?
Yeah, we have a lot of like tests. Right. So I've only had to go down once.
Well, this is the thing. Our apartment, sorry to interrupt your thing, but our apartment, our fire alarm is attached to all the restaurants as well. So when theirs go off, ours goes off. So we have to go downstairs.
That's really annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so last night I decided to basically see what it would be like to sleep one night naked to test out if it's as good as you talk about, because I was quite resistant. So this first bit of the tape is where I just got out of the shower and I was thinking about my next bit of process, what's happening.
All right, fresh out the shower. Towel is off. Now do I walk back to the bedroom without the clothes? No, the towel goes back on until I get to the bedroom.
Okay, so already my routine is out, because normally I put, like, you know, put on the clothes after a shower. Well,
so you dry off in the shower,
get very comfortable in like a nice soft cotton tee and some soft cotton boxes, and I'm ready to go off to slumberland. Now, in this next bit, I'm in the bed thinking about the whole situation, right, and giving my first assessment of being nude in the bed.
All right, so I'm in the bed and feels a bit weird, like the sheets up against my butt. I'm not used to that. They are good sheets, though. These are like a very, very soft linen.
Millionaire mark. Look at him.
Yeah, they feel quite good. It's all a bit, feels a bit weird, though. I'm just like, why don't I have my clothes on?
Okay, did Emmy buy the sheets? Sleeping on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so she might have had this kind of thing in mind.
Well, possibly. So I thought linen sheets, just on a little tangent, would be sort of rough. You know how linen shirts are sort of...
Feels very nice.
But they get super soft after the first wash. Oh, my God, there's a little recommendation for you. Now, in this next bit of tape, I've got to admit, because of it, I've had a bit of trouble falling to sleep. So I just ran the tape once more.
Look, trying to fall asleep, and it just, I don't know, not how I don't know. Normally I am drifting off so quickly, but I'm finding it a bit hard, a lot of tossing and turning. I don't know.
Oh, do you know what? Oh, that made me so uncomfortable.
Well, hey, you
feel like you that
wanted
is,
to know.
That's how you sound when you're making love to your partner. That was too much.
You wanted to know, Maddie. Oh. You wanted to know. You said, do this as a challenge. Yeah. Now,
having trouble falling asleep, as if.
Well, that's when you normally fall asleep at the top of a hat.
Very quickly, yeah. I didn't like it. Now, next morning, like first thing this morning, I rolled the tape once more to get like a vibe, because when I first wake up, before I have coffee, I already know how the day is going to go based off like how rested I am, where I've woken up in the REM cycle or whatever.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, well, first night sleeping naked and I do not feel well rested this morning. Nah, overall not good. I don't think I'm going to do that again. But anything for the show.
Oh, my God. You are such a big girl at
you
times.
Don't
you
like
came
it.
Came in here with a pep in your step.
Yeah, because I already had
two. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, I had two coffees.
I
had two coffees
what
already.
What did your fiancé say when she realised you had no clothes on?
She was like, are you doing that thing for the show? I was like, yes. And she goes, right.
Okay. Did it encourage any activities with the fact that you were doing that?
Not more than normal, okay. Because probably because I kept recording what I was up to. Also, I went to bed a lot earlier than her, to be fair.
True.
But not into it.
Not a fan?
No. But I did give it a go, and no. No. It's a pass from me.
Try it in summer when it's ridiculously hot. You might change your tune.
Well, that's true, because you do get a bit hot even with the fan on.
Yeah.
All right, that's one more challenge for Prevo.
Put your cotton little boxes on. You're all right.
Way more comfortable.
Tidy whities?
Yeah.
No, he wears boxes.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Well, thanks for trying anyway.
Yeah, I had to try, right?
You're wrong.
Okay. The
Novos. Guys, I want to talk about this very famous DJ, Aussie DJ, who has set the music world alight. Her name is DJ Sue. 63-year-old first-time grandmother has become a DJ. Viral online. All the kids love DJ Sue, so basically, she plays all of the like local shopping centres and like events in Canberra. I was watching the Big Bash cricket the other night, and there's DJ Sue hit the big time. She's there, like fist pumping the air, playing the biggest hits. I feel sorry for her though, because so many people just think she's a novelty, but apparently she's a great DJ.
That's so good.
That's what you want, right? I mean, if you're a great DJ, age shouldn't matter.
The thing is though, when you think of a DJ, you think of playing stadiums and nightclubs. She's playing the shopping centre at Canberra, like.
No, she also plays nightclubs.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. So she was on Today Extra with David Campbell and Belinda Russell a few weeks ago. I want to play some grabs from the interview, because I just think this is such a great juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Here she is, this cool DJ, but she's literally the exact same as your grandma. Think of your grandma, the blouse with the floral print, the blow-waved grey hair.
The brooch
on the... Absolutely, this is her. Check out the interview. This is where Sue thought, man, I can do that. Why can't I do that?
Sue, you are one of a kind. You're 63, you're about to become a grandmother for the first time, and now you're a famous DJ.
Oh, this is crazy. Hi, David and Belinda.
Sounds like your grandma.
Yeah. Very good. So how did this come about? When did you first get on the decks?
Well, probably about 11 years ago, I went to a wedding, and there was a lady as the DJ. She was probably in her early 40s. And she was pretty serious, and we were having a really good time requesting songs, and she didn't really play our songs. And I thought, you know, I reckon I could do that job.
Banger. Do you know what I get from that grab?
Yeah.
Sue tells stories like your grandma does.
Yeah. She does.
Long-winded and boring.
Like, she sounds like if I went into Vinny's, you know, the little old ladies who volunteer at Vinny's? That's the vibe.
Her.
This is the vibe I get.
Grandma's always put in the ages of people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to know that your mate's like 52, but you tell me that anyway.
I had to go up to Sydney one time for my niece's little baby's christening, and my son was coming, he's 14. I thought he'd be really bored. So I Googled DJ courses in Sydney, and we booked in and we did a half-day DJ course at DJ Warehouse. And then we're busting to get some equipment, came home, bought some equipment, and that's how it all started.
Get on, people, busting to get some equipment. I love the cool words she's using.
Imagine going to a DJ course with your grandma.
Half-day one.
Also, imagine the grandson. He's just DJing in his room. His nan's the one who's famous.
Banging on the door. Let me on the decks.
Can I say, DJ Sue could be a radio DJ as well because she's very descriptive and she loves to get a plug in at DJ Warehouse.
Yeah, that's right. And her own company that she works for.
Now, Sue's had a lot of international attention via Twitter from big international celebrities. Here is how she's dealing with the whole thing.
Man, this is so great. So we saw you the other day on Twitter and a lot of viral people. This went worldwide. I mean, I saw, you know, famous movie stars referring to you. And how did that feel? Did you know you were blowing up with the kids?
Oh my God, it was crazy. You know, like, I've been playing music here in the Dixon Shopping Centre for a few Saturday mornings now. For the city renewal program here, and I just played for 2 hours from 11 till 1, and when I went home that afternoon, I had a message on Instagram from a lady in the USA, and she said she loved that song, California Love, and it reminded her of Australia.
Yeah, DJ Sue,
come on.
I used to live in Canberra for a while. Let me tell you about Dixon Shopping Centre. It's honestly, it's like in Mayfield how they've got a Woolies and then there's a big old car park and a Chinese restaurant across the road. That's about
maybe,
it.
Maybe a smoke shop thrown in there for good measure.
Yeah, definitely. It is not like a mega mall.
Wow.
Maybe
she's
DJing at Supra. A lot of the DJs are at Supra.
Oh, they don't have a Supra there.
Oh, they don't.
It's not that sort of place.
Sorry.
It's literally.
No, they have a Suzanne.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
Sue is shopping at Suzanne.
Definitely.
Look, you do you, babe. I'm, yeah. Awesome.
I think it's great.
Awesome.
I want to get her on the show because, look, I think she seems like a ball of fun. If, yeah. if I was in Canberra, I'd hire her for my next party.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Good on you, Sue.
Her prices are so high now, probably, though, after doing Big Bash.
Oh, man.
On par with David Guetta, maybe.
20 grand for the night?
Oh,
I don't know.
20 grand? 20 mil?
There you go. There's DJ Sue, guys. There she is. Smash for cash up
yes,
next.
$950 up for grabs.
Sorry.
Although...
Just trying to find it out.
Because we need to hear the sound, though, so we're going to have to cut Darude off to hear the sound. All right, go back to... I was going to say go back to Darude.
That's better. Bring it back.
If you think you know what the sound is, 13109, we'll take your guesses next.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, around the team, is anyone watching the 2020 cricket at the moment?
No.
Do I look like someone who gets into cricket?
Well, who knows?
Come on.
Cricket appeals to all types. I'm not one of those types.
Boring thing known to mankind.
What about you, Jess? You watching the cricket?
No.
Thank you.
Jackson?
Yeah, it's been banging.
Absolutely not.
Do you know what's interesting? This 2020 cricket, right? So it's a really short game compared
to... How long does it last?
Hours, still.
It's just not like 5 days.
Short enough.
Yeah, not a week long, you know, like the others. Anyway, I think it's more entertaining. So they actually talk to the players when they're on the field.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know why I got sucked into it, but I was watching the cricket this week. And I just couldn't believe my eyes. They, like, cut to the crowd... And the DJ playing the music at the ground. Me and my friends, who are also watching the cricket together, talking about it on Facebook, mostly commenting on the hot guys. And we were like, oh my God, there's an old woman DJing. Like, she was 65. She was dressed in a granny outfit, the floral blouse.
Yeah.
She had the Australian flag on. And she's fist bump in the air. And apparently... She's really famous. I've never heard of her before, though. Her name is DJ Sue. She's from Canberra. That's like the most common name ever, right?
65-year-old lady name
Leader
ever.
Of the bowls club.
Yeah.
Honestly, it looks like she's just walked off the courtesy bus after a night out at the bowls. And she's like stumbled onto the DJ decks. But she's famous. She's gone viral. I've done some investigating. If you haven't heard of DJ Sue, I want to try and get her on the show by the end of the week. But I want to introduce you to her next.
This
I've got
brilliant.
A few little insights into how DJ Sue became a famous DJ. Music royalty, the tagline said when the little name popped up on the cricket. So DJ Sue, music royalty. Crazy.
Yeah.
3,000 minutes.
The Novos. The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
I smash one single thing in this office with a hammer.
Do you like to smash, Meg? Do you really?
Yeah.
Not all
this that can't like. Anymore because they've hidden all the hammers from me.
They
don't trust
off
me
you.
Anymore. I smash one thing. It's an absolute joke, but...
Look, yeah, it was a bit concerning when you started bringing hammers to work, Meg.
No, I found them in the...
Feel a bit fearful.
Well, I did find them in the tech
yeah,
tray over
course.
There.
Yeah, of course.
That's where they're hiding.
You know exactly where all the hammers are instantly.
But because I've smashed something, that means you can win $950 if you can work out what it is.
Yeah, very simple. Let's meet our contestant. It's Carla from Taralba. Has three kids and says the kids and work are her life and would spend the cash on her upcoming holiday. Carla, where are you off to?
We're going to Foster.
Foster, beautiful.
Beautiful place. I grew up in Old Bar. I spent half my life there on the mid-north coast. Beautiful place.
Darling.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, Carla?
Toronto.
Toronto.
We had a lot of Toronto people today. We had Mick from Fennel Bay. Yeah. Carla from Toronto.
It's all happening.
All right, what do you think?
Carla's like, give us the money.
Carla,
give us the
money. Do you want to hear the sound one more time?
Sure, why not?
All right, here we go. For $950, saving Christmas for this year, Carla, what's the sound?
I think it's a ring.
The ring?
Yeah.
What kind of ring?
Like a finger ring.
Your finger, yeah.
I'm not smashing diamonds up in here, Carla, sorry.
Oh, no!
No, nothing.
Sorry.
Sorry, Carla.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah. Yeah, back before nine with 9:50, guys. Jess in the newsroom next.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy.
I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Your name is Little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
If you've listened to this show for a long time, you'll know that I didn't have my license for a very long time. And of course, on the show, I finally got my license earlier this year. It's only taken 31 years, guys, but I finally picked my car up yesterday.
Yay! Huge, huge thrill. Very freeing moment, right?
Mm. It was really weird. So Meg very kindly drove me to the car, which
what?
Was parked
That's
in Gosford.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very nice.
Nice
so she
bonding
me
moment.
Off yesterday.
I wanted to see him get in the car for the first time, not going to lie.
Drops me off yesterday, right? We get to the car and I had to drive it back up the freeway from Gosford to Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Like, I know the first time driving alone, you should probably just do it around your local area or whatever. But I thought, nah, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to jump straight into the deep end.
I think that's a better way. Yeah.
Man, after 10 minutes, I called Jackson. And I was like, man, I need to pull over. I just need to chill for a second. It's all very stressful.
First time, new car.
I made it home, of course.
Hooray.
A few wrong turns along the way just because of the hesitancy. I missed the exit to come back to Newcastle, so I had to go through Swansea, all that gear. It was a drama. Anyway, what I've found, though, overnight, I'm getting so many messages from people with, like, advice on what not to do in the car. I'll read this from my brother, right? My younger brother. Matt, make sure you always pay attention on the roads and check your oil and coolant regularly and tyres. And also, be careful in the wet weather going through roundabouts and braking and all that. From my lad brother.
That's nice.
Good advice.
That's sweet, actually. He cares about you.
I said, yeah, I will. Thanks. He continues, always pay attention, Matt. I've spun out, crashed multiple times, got done for speeding, all because I wasn't paying attention, so be careful. Lots of advice there. Mm. What I thought I'd do, opening up the lines this morning, because I was by this morning feeling a little bit confident. You know, I was
were you getting a bit cocky?
Merging and veering here and there, and I thought, oh, maybe I'm getting a little bit too confident. So what I want from you this morning, 13 10 09, advice on what not to do on the roads. What's your one piece of advice for a guy that only started driving yesterday?
Okay.
The lines are open. 13 10 09. Every single caller that makes it to air goes into the draw for our prize of the week, which is 4 tickets to Harrigan's Hunter Valley's VIP New Year's Eve party, guys.
Yeah, very beautiful. Good. Be very exciting. So get involved.
Yep. The Novos. Shut up and drive.
Picked up my 2003 Mazda 6 yesterday, my first ever real car. I'm driving, guys, which is great. I drove myself to work this morning. It was fantastic. Yeah. Now, yesterday, very scary driving back from Gosford because, man, let me tell you, people hate drivers that follow the speed limit, I've discovered.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Like, well, you're a red P plater as well.
Yeah, I think 90's the 90. Maximum I can go.
So, of course, you know, P platers are the bane of most drivers' existence.
I copped so many birds yesterday.
Yeah.
Guys, really? Guys, girls driving past, a couple of, like, hands waving in the air. What are you doing?
Doing the speed limit.
That's the
stick
rule.
Stick to the left lane. Stick to the left lane.
Definitely.
Yeah. Really interesting, though. I'm getting a lot of advice from friends and family of, like, what not to do, because I was, admittedly, this morning, very cocky on my way to work.
Mm. Oh, really?
But I've got this.
You nailed it. Absolutely fine.
You do feel like that for the first couple of days after you get your license.
Still, you have your first accident.
The first drive is very nerve-wracking. The rest of them are fine.
You feel, this is so easy. What's everyone complaining about? I've got my piece of advice. I've been thinking about it over the song, and it's more of a what to do. Don't put off going to Sydney. Drive into Sydney, because a lot of people get scared and then the fear builds up. They're just roads. They're the same everywhere.
I will attest to this. My mum has a genuine fear of driving in Sydney, and she instilled that in me. I've driven to Sydney maybe twice. Can't stand it.
Do you know
it.
What? My family have said, do not drive to Sydney. I'm driving to Sydney on Saturday morning that's a requirement. I have to.
They're just roads. Yeah. They're the same everywhere. Bit busier. So what?
13 10 09. All of you experienced drivers out there, I want you to give me your one piece of advice for a first-time driver.
Yeah, let's go to Katrina. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing really well. What's your advice for Maddie as a first-time driver?
I've got two advices for you, Matt.
Yeah.
One, don't get too cocky. My
That's out the window.
Yes, my 17-year-old got his red peas in April. He had them for about 3 weeks, got too cocky with mates in the car, rode his car off, got flat with the neck, driving fine, lost a heap of points.
Is he all right?
He ended up only having 1 point. Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, good.
He had a bit of whiplash, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Biggest bruise is his ego.
And he got caught driving in the right-hand lane instead of the left-hand lane. He got fined $400 and lost his other point, and he's lost his license now for 3 months.
Oh no. Okay, so look, stick to the left and
you've been
pay
very,
attention.
Maddie's been very adamant, even in the car, stick to the left. So
if you see a sign that says stay in your left lane unless overtaking, stay in your left lane.
All right, great advice.
Great.
Thank you, Katrina.
Thanks for that.
Troy's up next. Hey, Troy.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, going well, mate. Troy, tell me, mate, what's your one piece of advice from one experienced driver to one very inexperienced one?
Well, it's a bit of knowledge that was passed down to me from my brother when I got my license.
Yeah.
If by chance you do lose control, understeer or oversteer, don't be overwhelmed, don't get too scared to completely let go of the steering wheel, because it'll straighten itself up.
Oh, okay, great advice, because I do have a little bit of a habit of hanging on to it really tightly.
Yeah, release that grip.
Your instincts will be to try to straighten it up yourself. If you try to do that and panic, you'll tail out and you'll crash. But if you just completely let go, take your foot off everything, the car will straighten itself out.
Okay,
there you
great
go.
Advice. Thanks, Troy.
Next is Paris. Good morning, Paris.
Good morning.
What is your one piece of advice for Maddie?
don't try to race the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, is that something you did or a situation got into?
No, it was a mate. He was in a one lane and there was a truck in front of him. It took me a while for the truck to take off and it turned yellow and he tried to race it. And right behind him was a copper.
Oh, yeah. Not good. Never good. Great advice. If it's orange, just be, you know, just chill out. Don't be an amber gambler.
Right? I love that. Thank you, Barris. There you go. Jackson, what's your advice?
First of all, amber gambler, it's always autumn green. You can go through it. It's fine. Best advice, just stay out of my way.
Yeah, you are that guy that was like flipping the finger behind me yesterday.
Well, I drive about 25 hours a week, so I just want to get places slow, cannot be bothered with it. No, I will give you some service station etiquette just quickly because a lot of people think that they can wash their windows at the service station whilst you're waiting for a pump. Just move your car and do it. Otherwise, I'm beeping at you and I'm yelling at you.
Top tip from Jackson.
Wild, wild west out there, guys. It really is.
Well, apart from that, what's the gossies up next as well?
Yeah, I've got details from the Playboy Mansion because that tell-all documentary that everyone's been talking about is about to come out. Ooh. Also, too, Rebel Wilson has dished on her weight loss and something that she said just really fascinated me and I was kind of sad for her. So I'm going to play you the audio. We'll talk about it.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, what's going on in the Playboy Mansion right now?
Yes, there's big tell-all interviews that they're doing with all the like past housemates that have been Hugh Hefner's girlfriends.
Like Kendra and whatnot?
Yeah, or? Holly Madison has sat down. Bridget Marquardt sat down as well. Holly Madison's opened up about one incident. So this is what's been released so far about this documentary. They're saying that it's going to be groundbreaking. I mean, if this is what they're giving us, though, I don't think it's going to be that great. But it is interesting to hear how he reacted to her cutting her hair short.
My hair was really long naturally. And I was just like, I'm going to go chop my hair off so I can at least look a little different. I came back with short hair and he flipped out on me and he was screaming at me and said it made me look old, hard, and cheap.
Oh, isn't that intense? Yeah,
coming from him?
You were chatting to that Bridget Marquardt, yeah?
Yeah, I still do, actually, which is really interesting.
Yeah, because she was on our show, like, years ago, and you guys struck up a friendship. Didn't she want some art of yours?
Yeah, she brought some of my
photography,
and she still messages me on Instagram every now and then, which is interesting.
You should get some details from her.
We really bonded over
her. Let's get her on the show again to talk about the documentary.
Yes, actually, I'll reach out today. Yeah. That would be good.
That'd be awesome because she's a very interesting character and, you know, obviously that whole period was like the heyday of the mansion, right?
Iconic.
Exactly. So to hear like, these things coming out, the real behind the scenes, fascinating.
Have you seen the mansion now? It's like pretty much destroyed. They filled everything on all the pool and the grotto.
It's kind of like the Big Brother house, you know, the old Big Brother house, just like
weathering
dilapidated.
Away. Yeah.
It's interesting. You know how earlier on in the show we were talking about how if you take Viagra, it apparently helps with Alzheimer's. You know that Hugh Hefner had no problems with his memory.
he never forgot the girl's name.
69% better than everyone else's, apparently.
Yes. Moving on to another blondie who I don't think she would have done the Playboy Mansion at all. Do you know how celebrities go there? Rebel Wilson, do you reckon she would have gone to those parties?
No.
Not at all.
She's opened up about her weight loss and she did that year of health, of course. A lot of pushback apparently from her team.
I got a lot of pushback from my own team actually here in Hollywood when I said, okay, I'm going to do this year of health. I feel like I'm really going to physically transform and change my life. And they were like, why? Why would you want to do that? Because I was earning millions of dollars being, you know, the funny fat girl and like, and being that person.
Because your humor is related directly to your weight.
Apparently.
And they're all just like, oh my God, no, if you get skinny girl, we're going to lose some cash here. We want our 10%.
How dare you want to be healthy for your own benefit?
Isn't that gross?
But it'll be interesting to see if Hollywood continues to cast her now because she is looking great. And you're right, her humor was tied to her weight.
Well,
100%.
Not to compare the two because they're completely different, but Melissa McCarthy, for example, she lost a lot of weight, but she still kept getting movie roles.
I feel like she is funnier than Rebel Wilson, though, and I don't think she was just solely making fat jokes about herself.
Yeah.
But Rebel, that was kind of her go-to.
It can, when these actors change something big about themselves, it can affect their roles. Like, I remember Drew Carey. Do you remember him?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He took his glasses off. And he stopped getting roles.
Yeah.
I mean, he was already absolutely minted by then, so he didn't really care as much.
Yeah.
But it can affect, you know, how you get casted.
Mm. Well, there you go. We'll see. Thank you, Jackson.
Yeah, it's a wait-and-see situation.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. And Creepo.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
105 minutes commercial free is kicking off after 9 with Jackson. What's the moment?
A bit of Matchbox 20. You're into it?
Rob Thomas, eh? Yeah. What does he look like now?
He's actually looking pretty good.
Does he look good?
Yeah.
He's never changed, has he? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's a man that loves the Botox.
Him and Bon Jovi.
Oh, no. Bon Jovi's like... What's it? Bon Jovi's like the cat lady equivalent to bloody Rob Thomas.
There's a lot of women out there, Matthew, that are going to come for you now. Tones and I as well. And Shania Twain.
The cat suit in this video just gets me.
You're into it.
I love it. Absolutely. I think she's one of the only people who could probably pull it off apart from Ariana Grande.
So, Meg, on your weight loss journey, when you get to your like ideal goal weight, are you going to get the cat suit?
No, I've already got my ideal outfit.
What is it?
It's like a studded corset bra looking very emo looking.
Wow.
You can have more than one outfit though, Meg.
Yeah, but the goal outfit is that.
Right. So the cat suits is on the way.
Now, Meg, every single day this week, we're dedicating this next section of the show to something very special.
Yeah. So Claudia and Ruby, they're from Jules. Unfortunately, they lost their mum to suicide last month, and they're living with their grandparents in an over 55s village, and this time of year is just ridiculously tough at the best of times. Add this into the mix, it's a lot harder. So we've set up a GoFundMe. You can check it out on our Facebook page at the moment. And I am so bloody proud of Newcastle. We have hit over $10,000.
Whoa!
Incredible!
How good is that?
So we've been doing a little thing, basically a plug for a donation. If you have a business and you want to plug on air from us, $50, go to the GoFundMe and we'll mention your business on air. A stack load have got involved, especially in the last 24 hours or so. We've had Thrive Broking throw in $100. Newcastle Superpart, who just recently opened after COVID, they're throwing in $100 as well.
Very generous because they've been supporters of the show in the past and they've just reopened. So go and support them because, you know, they've done it tough in COVID.
Absolutely. The Jacaranda Centre Cardiff, $200. Cocktails and Dreams, $60. BU Health and Fitness Curry Curry, $50. iDance Performance Go, $50. It goes on, guys.
Yeah. We'll get into some more next, but if you want to pledge a donation, hit us up now, 13109. We'll get your business on air, $50 minimum. If you want to go higher, let's go for it. We had an amazing donation yesterday from Power Autos in Madawi, $1,000.
Wow.
Can you beat that? Well, that's the challenge.
Challenges out there.
Do you know what? I'm just so happy. And we'll open up the lines now, 13109, and offer this same deal today. Like you said, Meg, $50. We'll get you on the air and give your business a plug.
Yeah. Help this beautiful family.
We want to raise as much money as possible.
The original goal, let's face it, was 10 grand. But you know what? If we can do better, we can do better.
The Novos.
And you might have noticed this week we are raising money for a beautiful family. Claudia and Ruby from Jules are in year two and kindergarten. Unfortunately, they did lose their mum last month. And we're trying to raise money to try and help her grandma, who they're living with at the moment, to just get through Christmas because it's a really tough time. We did award them with $1,000 worth of Casey's toys earlier this week. But we thought, you know what, we can do a little bit more. So we've called upon Newcastle to raise some money for this beautiful family, and that's exactly what we've done. $10,000 since Monday. Absolutely incredible. So you can go to our Facebook page at the moment. It is the pinned post the top of the page. The link is there for you to donate. We're doing plug for a donation. If you've got a business and you want to donate $50, if not more, we'll give you a plug on air. Yeah. Easy as that.
And a whole bunch have done it overnight.
Yeah.
So let's get into some of these plugs. I think it's Tassel or T-A-C-L Cranes Proprietary Limited, $150.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Aramex Newcastle, $500, which is incredible. Masterclass Shutters and Blinds, $250. Simply Bliss Bakehouse at Western, $80.
Boxes and Bloom and Gifts, $50. How good. So many businesses did it tough during COVID and they're still willing to help out. So thank you very much. If we've missed anyone, just hit us up in our DMs as well. We've had a lot of donations come
and
through.
And thank you to all of the individuals just listening to the show that heard this story and who it touched. You've donated so generously and there's just a time like this, this will change their lives, right? And so on Friday, we'll get Loretta on the show and we've had so many other generous offers in addition to cash. As well. So hopefully we've made this person, this family's life a little bit easier going into the holidays.
And it doesn't need to be a big donation. You've got $5 spare.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it all counts. And the other great thing about this, yes, the money is really good, but this family will then feel supported by their community. From a mental health perspective, that's huge to know that people are out there for them, because it can be very lonely when some tragedy happens and you can feel like there's no one there for you.
Yeah.
But the community is there for you.
Real talk, guys. And, you know, we've really supported this cause in the past and we continue to do so. But suicide and depression is a killer.
Yeah.
It's awful. You know, these suicidal thoughts that enter people's minds, it's a pandemic.
In itself.
Every single year, we just lose more and more people to this terrible, terrible disease. So please do check in on your mates, your family members, everyone in your life that you're close with. Just make sure that they're okay, especially coming into the holiday periods. Yeah. It always is a little bit weird for some people. Mm. And Lifeline is available 24/7 on 13, 11, 14. It's so very important, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's crucial to make sure your friends and family are doing okay.
Do you know what breaks my heart? Here's a mum with two beautiful little girls.
Yeah.
Clearly a beautiful family. She felt that she had no other choice in life but to end it.
Mm.
That just imagine that for just a second.
Yeah.
Just how confronting that is.
Mm.
There's no other choice.
Yeah.
So
terrible stuff. And we've got to stop it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, look, like you said, the GoFundMe is still live. Yep. Please help these little girls, because this will help them with schooling, things they need in life. It'll help the family just make this terrible transition that they never thought they would have to make.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're switching up things next, because Smash for Cash is back at $950 if you can figure out what this noise is. We'll play it in just a second.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, if you know what that is, 131009 for your chance at the money.
We'll do it next at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, with the big cash on the line, everyone's talking about it. Everyone wants a go at it.
Everyone thinks they know what it is, too.
Of course.
So confident.
Yeah, at one stage, Emmy, like, said to me, I think Meg is wrong. I think she said it must be the poker set. I wasn't
in the room when it got smashed, apparently.
Yeah, I'm sure Meg is not wrong.
No. All the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au, so don't do a repeat guess. Don't waste your guess.
Exactly right.
All right. Player one today, New FM, what's your name?
Hey, it's Ash.
Hey, Ash, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Going well, Ash. Okay, $950. You win this cash today. What are you spending it on? Bills. Anything but bills.
No, probably Christmas.
Yes.
Yep.
I would definitely be donating to the girls for Jules.
Oh, that's very
beautiful.
Sweet.
You're a lovely person.
Well, now I hope you win this.
Yeah,
totally.
Hey, let's do this, Ash. What do you think the sound is?
I'm hoping I don't repeat it, but is it hitting a paint tin.
Paint tin. I don't think we've had paint tin.
No, we have not.
But it's not right. Oh, sorry, darling.
Damn.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, Ash, have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. I will. Appreciate
it. Thanks very much. You too.
Thanks. See ya. Oh, I like Ash.
Yeah, so do I.
It's lovely.
Tomorrow, worth $9.75, guys. That is us done. 105 minutes commercial freeze up next with Jackson. Mm-hmm.
I love this one from Ty Burnett. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. It's a jam. Very catchy.
Let's go to hell.
I don't know why it's so catchy. There's just something about it, hey?
It's quite aggressive.
Yeah.
It sounds so good, though. Belinda Carlisle.
I'm not going to lie. I prefer the Slinky Minx version. I'll be honest.
Anyway, hold on.
Oh, have Tune you got her that out. There somewhere?
No, not for you. Don't rip on Belinda Carlisle.
Jackson's favourite.
Katy Perry as well.
Oh, yes. This is one of her better songs, Katy.
Yeah.
Classic, yeah. A throwback from her.
Absolutely. Guys, that is us done. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, if you want to donate to the girls, Claudia and Ruby, you can do so through our Facebook page, GoFundMe. It's pinned to the top of the page. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.